believe the teacher was right now. Okay.
Hello, New Jersey!
All right. My handbook is the There Is a Solution meeting. It's an 08 Big Book Focus meeting on Friday nights in New York City. They're already right on Broadway up here. I have cards for everything. And we also have a website, which is www.oabigbooknyc.org. You can listen to the speakers. You've got speakers out there, kind of like Vision Freeze style, things like that. Anything that's got a big book in there, you know, I'm down with that.
I have a timer here.
Oh, that's quite good. I can work with that. All right.
Okay.
And we're off.
And we're off. Can you see it?
Hello, everybody. My name is Bill. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Bill!
If I'm too loud, you let me know. If I'm too soft, you let me know. The main point is, I'll give you my stats. I started the Rooms of Overeaters Anonymous on November 1st, 2008. I washed up upon the rocky shores here. Actually, I came through the Rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous first. So it's luckily for me. I thought I was slick. You know, I understood the big book and the steps, and I understood that those things worked, but I couldn't seem to apply it to my eating. I was having lots of problems with these things. I'll go back a bit. Now, I was always like a fat child. You know, there was many different things. I was a fat kid with glasses. Got bullied at school. You know what? I wasn't black enough for the black kids. I wasn't Spanish enough for the Spanish kids, and I was fat. So, and I had glasses. So everybody, you know, thought I was too smart or too this or too that. My parents got divorced at an early age, so I felt that it was my fault. I got molested as a kid. There was all these different things that I had deep and effective resentments about, and I didn't even understand that I had these things going on. And I needed a way out, and the way that I chose was through eating. It was a combination of eating, comic books, and television, and radio. Just, you know, self-medicating back then. You know, I would listen to this, listen to that, and it would kind of put a wall between me and other people, because I didn't want any sort of thing that people were trying to tell me. People were trying to reach out to me and try to be kind to me. I didn't want to hear about them because I wanted to be able to be like, oh, woe is me. My life is so miserable. I'm so gothic. I'm just sitting here listening to this and that's going to be, you know, crying in my suit. But that's just the way I roll. And then I didn't know that I was different. My mom was an alcoholic. I can say this now. She passed away at 50. A combination of alcoholism and compulsive overeating. It's kind of like I heard today. I really got to thank Christine and the rest of the crew. You guys put on a great, great thing today. And I you guys ought to give yourself a hand. For real. For real. I'm so grateful. The things that I got to see today, you guys are fantastic. Really, seriously, thank you guys. So I saw some big book stuff, I saw some men's meeting action. I saw a lot of things today. I heard a lot of things, and I'm just so grateful to you guys. You guys really brought the message and brought the solution, and that's one of the things that are so important. Because a lot of people get lost. We were just discussing this earlier today. A lot of people, you know, you hear about the different things that we talk about. We come to meetings, you do the meetings, you hear the slogans, you hear the tools, you hear those things. But you know what? I've said this before. I remember speaking at a Vision for You thing, and I said, you know, this is a 12-step program. You might want to do the 12 steps. It is a suggestion for me to you, because when I first came in here, I thought I got this. You know, I came in, I was, let me rewind back to when I was in AA, because I thought I was slick. I would be in AA, and I thought, like, okay, I put down the alcohol, I put down the drugs, I'm doing great, I'm awesome. But you know what? I would go to the place where they had coffee and cookies and things like that, and I would be like, 10 cookies, 10 cookies, 10 cookies, 10 cookies, 10. Yo, that's 50 cookies in one shot. I remember I think where they were using the milk to put in people's coffee, but I would take the milk and pour it into my cup and dip it in my cookies, and people would be like that. I'm sorry, I don't want to trigger anybody. And they would be like, excuse me, that's for the coffee. And I'm like, self will run for riot. I did not realize that, you know, I had a problem. I remember going to this other meeting on the Upper West Side, and it was like, you know how they have those, like, the tables that, they were little picnic benches and stuff like that? And I couldn't fit into the picnic benches, you know, so I got a seat, I got a nice little chair like this, and I would put it right next to where they had the snacks and things like that, and sit right there, and they would go, okay, everybody, we have snacks and coffee here for everybody except you. Really, shouting me out right there, because that's the way, because she knew. She knew how I was cold. And it's just like, I had this complex, I had this disease of mind, body, and spirit, and I didn't even know it yet. Even within a year of sobriety, I was completely insane. I remember I was doing some step work with my sponsor, and what I did was, I had just polished off the lumberjack special, and I had a plate, and I had a little cake, and I was aiming to lick the plate, and my sponsor, this is my AA sponsor, grabbed the plate out of my hand and wrestled me back. You don't have to do that here. And I said, I paid for this, I have the right to lick this plate. I have the right to lick the plate. And he's like, you might want to look into another program for I was insulted. I was like, what do you mean? And at that moment, I guess I was able to understand. I was like, okay, I might want to look into the meaning for the food. All right, so I'm going to look into this. Do a little research here. So I found the meaning for the food, and I went to it. I was going to come in. All right, coming in. I'm going to get some literature and get out. Right? That's what I'm trying to leave. And then I went to the meeting, and they were like, oh, welcome. Where's the literature? We didn't have any literature at this meeting. And they're like, okay, so what did we do? They said, you might want to go to this other meeting so you can go get a sponsor and work with steps. I need a sponsor. I don't need to work with steps. I've done this already. You know, I did it. And they're like, no, nobody comes in here because it's Chalk Mountain is cold straight on. You're not here because you're here because you know that you're here. You know what? I love it when people are like, welcome home. People are like, welcome home. I didn't want to be here. You know what? They say, I wanted to preach to a sobriety, not a song to another meeting. So I didn't want to have to go for it. And people were just like, they said, hey, I want to go to this other Skylab meeting. It's a really big meeting. You can go there, you can get literature, and then you get a sponsor. I'm like, Okay, I'll do it. So I went down there. I was desperate. It was a desperate time. And I went in. At this point, I'm 300 pounds.
Oh, darn it, pictures.
Oh, look. Can we get a picture over here? Here, open this up over here. Hey, guys. Yeah. All right. Great. Here, I brought pictures for everybody.
Here, you're like some normal looking guy.
No, man,
just couldn't even understand. And I was like, but then I realized this disease affects everybody across the board. It doesn't matter what I look like or how I felt, but they gave me the opportunity where they gave and see about this whole sponsorship thing. And when they gave the opportunity for people that were sponsored, he raised his hand. So then I ran after him immediately. I wanted to snap him up. You know, the percentage of guys is this much? And I had to stop him for sponsored, dude. And he's like, wait. I'm like, yeah, I want to lose weight. He's like, no, wait. You have to use that. But you know what? At that moment, I was willing to do what I was willing to not debate. Whatever I needed to do, I was willing to do at that moment. So we said, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go through the book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're going to go through the 12-12 of OA and also the 12-12 of Alcoholics Anonymous. And we're going to work these steps together. Just put everything out of your mind. Like, you know, set aside a prayer, put everything that you think you know about the big book out of your mind. But everything that you think about, everything out of your mind, and start fresh. You know what?
Think of this as a glass of water, or a glass of whatever beverage you like.
You know, you can't fill this thing with anything if it's already full. So pour it all out, be empty, be a blank vessel, tabula rasa, if you will, so that you can just be filled with what he's going to be laying down here. And what he gave me is the opportunity to see again and to, like, you know, hold your hand until you could hold your higher power's hand. And I was just like, that's such a point. So he was able to reacquaint me with the concept of a higher power. Now, you know what? I went to a Catholic school once like this. I went to St. Paul's Tom Time in the Bronx. And I remember getting chased around because I wore two different color shoes once, and I was very embarrassed and sad. I felt like kids didn't like me. You know, I felt I was the wrong color. I felt I was the wrong this. I felt I was the wrong that. I was back with glasses, and nobody likes me.
Perception. Disease of perception. These are the things I ate over. These are the things I did out over. But I know that I don't have to do that anymore. Started walking, working these things. Because, you know, I'll fall back a little bit more. I think once you show a picture, it's like, you fall back, you know. I used to think I was a foodie, but then I would go. And, like, we were eating these all these restaurants that I, you know, have to eat beforehand, go out to eat first, and then go to eat with you, and then follow that up with another meal afterwards. Because, you know, I didn't want to eat in front of you every day.
Various different things, waking up in the middle of the night, covered in bags, and, you know, wrappers stuck to your face, for real.
Yeah, right? A lot of identification here. See, so, all right,
I'm claiming my seat. That's my seat. All right,
so now that I know about that, back to the recovery part, because it's really about getting a relationship with the higher power. Once these are taking new steps, you know, being able to talk to my sponsor about every single thing, the food behaviors, and everything here, because you know what? It's more than food. Once I stopped acting out with food, guess what? I still have all this kind of paraphernalia, all these problems still. But how did I get rid of all these things?
Because I thought I was a good enough person before.
But alas, no. There's a work that needs to be done. Luckily for me, now it first comes down to defining your higher power. What is your concept of higher power? What do you have? For me, like, since I went to this Catholic school, since I knew that God was going to kill me because I was so bad, alas, not. So, you know, my sponsor would ask me about the concept of higher power. What do you think about higher power? What do you have your higher power be? And then act as if your higher power is those things. Kind, loving, there for me. All these things, wants the best for me. My higher power thinks I'm a good idea. And as I put that, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be defined by a person, place, or thing. It can be the universe. And the universe is combat. I mean, the universe is gigantic, all inclusive, super roomy. And, you know, there's all these different things. You know, I consider just the universe and all the multiverses that are all constantly going on. If you want to get into the computer and all that stuff, you can go there too. With all these various different things, wormholes, and time, you know,
time not being a linear thing and just expanding out?
Yeah.
That's, I can go there with my concept of a higher power.
And it encases all that multiplied, you know, exponentially.
That's good. So if my higher power is all that, can't he help me with a little thing like my food?
Little thing, but you know, my food's big now. I'm way, way big. I'm eating all these things, I'm going crazy.
Your higher power can handle all that.
Whatever your problems are.
Seriously, if you stop doing your big drugs and all those things, all those acting out all those things, why is food such a problem? You know why my food was such a problem? I didn't want to let it go.
It was my friend.
It's not your friend, it's food, dude.
But it was there for me when I didn't have anything.
No, dude, you made me there for you.
No, I'm okay.
I started to be able to start to separate my idea that food wasn't actually a person. I mean, it wasn't actually a thing. It was
a comfort food. It comforts me.
You know what? I have to make some decisions. Do I want to be in a position where I am healthy? Because it isn't about losing weight and eating skinny, because I thought that's what it was, but about being healthy. Healthy size. Healthy weight. Healthy living.
Right. Being healthy.
I started being able to think about those things. Think about how do I want to be in my life. Bigger than, you know, just, you know, get this or get that, or straight up this or straight up that.
We all have to die one day.
I run into lots of people who I've worked with, who I've been friends with, friends that I've hung out with, ate with, and we really, a dude that I came out with, I saw him lose weight, and he's doing it on his own, you know, he's doing his thing. But then, of course, inevitable last slide, he had the diabetes, he had his leg amputated. I remember visiting him in the hospital, and by then I got the program. I lost my first 100 pounds in the first year, and when I went to visit him and said, I want to do what you do. I want to, you know, be like you're doing. And his mother was sitting across, after this is directly after he got his leg amputated, and she said, he's mine, he ain't gonna do it. And then his other friend came into the bag from very different fast food place, I'm not gonna say the name, and he said, at last, he just like pushed me out of the way, he said, at last, real food. And it was sad. It was really sad, but sad. And I felt, I understood. He had to make a decision. Short-term gain or long-term solution? The long-term solution is a relationship with a power greater than yourself that's going to, like, cure you of all this. It's going to give you the recovery. We recover from this. You can have permanent recovery. It says in the 12th book, right? You get permanent recovery on a daily basis. You do the thing again. They're so funny. I talked to some sponsors like, I did this. It worked.
Someone see that?
I'm like, no. You do what works and keep doing what works.
You know, but, you know, my food is kind of boring. It's not sexy.
Yo, food isn't supposed to be sexy. It's food.
It's fuel. It's like putting gas in a car. You need that to run. Yeah, but you know, I'm like, yeah, but you know, it's going to get killed for real. I mean, yeah, but it's just,
you know, it's not interesting enough for me. Interesting, you know, go skydiving. Do this, do that. Do something else. Do something in your time.
As for food, you know,
you might want to look into nutrition. You might want to look into a dietitian. You might want to look at daily choice. There are options. There are so many options to do these things. And that's one of the things that I love about Obey. It's that it's not about the blueprint. In fact, that's one of the things that divided OA as a thing, all the different places that went to war, all the factions that split this group was about holding on to the benefits. But we were all individual people. Just like we have all individual food plans, we all have individual concepts of a power greater than ourselves, but luckily for us, we all have this one thing. We all mess with our food, and we all have one solution that works. And that solution is in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Right? And in conjunction with the 12 Warriors Anonymous, if you take that, put that together with the 1-2 punch that you cannot, you know, mess with. I mean, for me personally, I will say, you know, I've been able to get some students and recovery, you know,
either at the stage or either at your team on the mic, or if you hear it, then one thing you want to do for around there. And this piece worked for me. I keep choosing this when I need to choose the eat this gigantic thing because I want to knock myself out. Now, I want to deal with life, whether I like it or not. I have to bury friends and I have to do these things, but I also have to see good things too. I get to see friends get married and have kids and do this thing and be there and show up and not sit around there and wait like,
when are you going to have a cake? Or when are you going to do this?
No, it's a funeral. When is the banquet? You know, no. I started to learn that it's not about those things. civilians, that means people that can moderate, which you can eat with impunity, which I am very resentful and jealous of, but luckily for me, I've worked it out. And I see that they do these things. Those things are laid out for them, but not for me personally, because me, I'm an impulsive overeater, and I know this. Step one. So once I get those things, now I have a concept of a higher power, you know, the universe and higher ability, then I have to turn my will and my life over to that.
Why do I have to be willing to write over
something like that? I'm like, you know, just pray about those things.
Why do I have the willingness to pray about those things?
Why don't you pray for the willingness to do it? And from doing that, slowly but surely, you start to do it automatically. If you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you're gonna get the same results. So if I keep practicing these things, if I practice the bad thing, keep doing the bad thing, I'm gonna get the same bad result. But if I start practicing to do the good thing, whether I want to do it or not, I will get the good results. If I do these things that people recommend, people are going to give me suggestions, you might want to do this, you might want to do that, you might want to do these things, it will keep you asking for the day. If I do those things, I will get the recovery. See, we are all a collective mind. When we sit here, we pray together, and when we sing together, it doesn't matter if we're all in tune, we're all here together. We're all unified. It's not a community day. We're all here unified. This unified mind. It together, like in the traditions, it's like this is the loving hand of God. All of us together. And you can reach into this God trove. All these different people, you can reach your hand out. You can reach your hand out and help somebody. They will have some information for you. They will have an experience that can help you. All you can do is ask. Don't be shy. Even if you're scared, it's all the better we can do. My suggestion is you reach out to somebody. You get a number. You call people. I'm scared they won't let me. Yeah, when I first came in, I'm scared to talk to them. I don't know what to say. I would call and say, my sponsor said I should call you. Wait, how's your day? I'm kind of miserable right now.
I was talking about that.
You know, there's always somebody loving you. Sometimes some people are not so loving. Some people are just like, dude, it's get to a meeting and
tell them that.
And you know what?
Higher power is talking to that person, getting you to a meeting.
I'm going to take that stand and go to that meeting. I'm here. I walk through the door. I don't want to be here.
Keep coming back. I'm not going to suggest it. Keep coming back. Okay, I'm coming back. I'm here again. Great. Why do you need to start this?
No.
But you know what? From doing these things, it saved my life. It saves my life every time. And especially,
great, I have time to talk about this. The concept of going through the steps. Once you do that, and work through that fourth step, you know, I turn my life and my world over, and my church got burned, it's all good. And now, writing out my resentments, doing things, sexing it toward the whole nine,
I'm such a wreck and all these horrible things.
Then this step comes. You, your sponsor, and God, working together as a total trinity, being able to be there. Your sponsor there is a loving witness. Not there to judge you, not there to say that stuff about you, but there to share his experience with it. He went through it, or she went through it. You know, the main point is, from doing that, you see that you are not the worst person in the world. You get that humility.
I'm not the worst person in the world. I'm not the best person in the world. I used to be able to do the best. I think I was the worst.
You're right about here. You're middle, just like all of us. It's a level playing field. It doesn't matter if you have one day. It doesn't matter if you have 23 years. It doesn't matter. We're here now, together. Higher powers here now. That's why they say, may you find him now. They don't say may you find him Monday.
So you're not going to sit here and eat as you want to die. I'll find him on Monday.
No. You find him now. Right now.
You're here
now. We're all here in this room right now.
We are all asking at this moment in time. Right? Right now. No matter what. Doesn't matter what we're doing in your daughter's okay. Just right now. We're here. We're asking. And you can take this healing and you can keep this. You can keep going because it's important. Once you get through this, the fifth step and the sixth step is looking at your higher power. Because you're asking your higher power to remove them at your higher power's time. Whatever time you got, God,
I love to do this.
Alright. My time or God's time?
God's time.
Whatever this time for you, that you should go. And you know what? You can't be like, come on, God, hurry up. No. It's on your higher power's time. It's going to remove your character defects. So then, after that, then you have your other things. Start doing your amends. You know, I have to do some serious amends. I have to do amends to places that I've stolen food from, or things that I've gotten in a fancy restaurant where I had to pay a guy that was pretty much, he was like a millionaire, and I had no money. And I scraped together the money to pay for the food that I stole, and I paid it to him, and he was like, What's this? He had all his cards around him, all the people at all his monkeys. He's like, what's this? He's like, it's your money. Do you want like some sort of, you want a free meal or something like that? No, dude, I don't want a free meal. Do you want some sort of gift card or something like that? No, I want you to take this money. This is your money. I stole this from you because I dashed, you know, I left your restaurant and I did not pay. And he took the money and like, what am I supposed to do with this? I don't know, donate, do whatever. You know, throw it in the air, get ready, that's okay. The main point is, whatever he did, and I remember leaving that place, I might have been mad, broke, but you know what, that was his money anyway.
Running over to Caesar, what is Caesar? You want to get all biblical about it.
But you know what, I was able to leave that place and I felt free. All the events I did events with my ex-wife, you know, this woman that I put through hell, and she said, she saw the change in me, not just the physical change, but the mental change. Change in here. When you see the change in your heart and the change in your actions, taking those actions and doing those things, your life changes. Seriously, better than anything, because you're aligning your will with your higher power. You're aligning your will with God's will. God wants the good thing for you. God wants the good thing for me. So, once you have that, then you're doing your inventory, and then you start messing up, because we all screw up. I mean, I screw up like crazy. But luckily, I can make that immediate amends. Quick, fast. Oh, dude, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. That was a really loud thing to me. Or I didn't mean to do this. Here, take that. You know, here, I'll pay that back. I didn't mean to do that. Immediately, start doing those things. Then there's the praying and meditating thing. But the most important point of all is you don't get to keep this unless you give it away. So that means working with sponsees.
I'm not ready for this. Oh, no.
You don't worry about that, man. Your higher power is not this, man. All you have to do is just do exactly everything your sponsor would do for you. Take your, you know, the way your sponsor took you through the steps, take them through the steps. It's one of the most important things. By the time I finish my fourth step, by the time I finish my fifth step, my sponsor was like, go out there and sponsor people. What? He's like, nope, just go out and do it. People are dying. I mean, I'm sure you heard about all the percentages of the amount of people in OA, the amount of people who get recovery and things like that. If you have 1 degree of some recovery, you should be out there and share it with another people, another person. And then they'll share it with somebody else, and they'll share it with somebody else. And this is the way this goes. This is the way it works for AA, this is the way it works for OA, this is the way it works for all AAs. 12-step recovery. Take another person through the 12 steps. Help them get recovery in themselves so that they can start sharing this message with other people. Because this thing works. When I did this thing, I didn't think it would work because I thought, like,
I did it, it's okay. That works for them.
It's not going to work for me. Yeah, this works in all my affairs. Now, it enables me to be a boyfriend. It enables me to be work for a worker, and it enables me to be a godfather to my godchildren, and it makes me do so many things. Show up for people, places, things, living events, doing all these different things. I am a person that I was, you know, if I knew that it was just about food, you know, I thought, like,
you know, that's the end of it.
That's not the end of it. What you get is a complete change of your whole being. Your whole life changes. What do they say? Oh, everything else changes everything. You know, yeah. And it's not like, by the time, you know,
when do I have to, I'm going to all these meetings, when do I get to stop going to all these meetings?
When you want to go to meetings, when you want to do work,
when you want to do these things, and then you don't want to stop doing this. I go out of my way, I go to any lengths to keep this thing.
I get to see now, I get to see my sponsees, and I get to see my sponsees, sponsees, and I get to see my sponsees, 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 doing this thing, and it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with God. It has to do with the power greater than yourself. Whatever you call it, whatever your religious denomination, if you have no religious denomination, it doesn't matter. Even if you're just meeting the room, the collective room of OA, we are people who would normally not mix.
Look to the left, look to the right.
Come on, would we hang out with these people normally?
No.
But you know what?
We have a commonality. We all have certain things that,
you know, we have to go after our food.
Come on,
we
all to eat. But you know what? We have a solution so we don't have to do these things anymore. Not act out with food. Because food isn't sexy. Food isn't for the best for that.
That is left to the civilians.
Oh, we have this tasting menu.
You know what? I'm gonna have my asking meal over here. You know,
but if people ask me, why don't you bring your food?
You know what? Asian people don't ask me. They usually ask, what are you bringing? I said, no, I'm eager. I need these really healthy things. You would not get in the way.
Yeah,
you know what? And even that's barking at it. Why don't you have a piece of cake? Why don't you have a piece of cake? Guess what? If somebody's barking at you really hard about why you're not having this thing or you're not having this thing, you might have a problem.
Not taking their inventory or anything, which means I take their inventory. But you know what?
You might have to pray for those people.
They are sick people.
Luckily, there's prayers in the Facebook page. You can read over that.
All right, let's see. Ooh, good. I still have a little lecture time. I'm so happy.
Wow.
Let's see.
I mean, God, I mean, stuff, I mean, sponsorship.
How is it now?
Oh, yes.
I mean, service. You can't do service enough, for real. Because
when you do stuff, even if you're new, and you get opportunities, I was talking to you over here, Josh, over here, he's new, he's representing, and I said, you know, get yourself to a home group, do these things, and then when there's opportunity to do service, take that, do that. You know, even if it's reading, you know, I remember reading, I didn't want to shake people's hands out.
You are the picture.
So you keep showing them how this works, because you can't beat somebody over the head with this.
All right, and that's my time. Thank you guys for being here.